Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Lomaby. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive to right field. King throws towards Savarin. Savarin fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Savarin. Buford is thrown out after the base hit. Stroud moves to third. Buford moves to second. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud scores. Buford moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Buford scores. Skowron moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. McCraw moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Dick Phillips pinch hits for Phil Ortega. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McMullen scores. Two outs. It's 4-3. White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullen scores. King moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. John Buzzard now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stroud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Casanova to Cullen covering second. The throw back to home, and Weiss is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Lines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lines strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from Casanova to Harrelson and they have Agee trapped. The throw over to Cullen, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullen moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen moves to third. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullen scores. Valentine moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Allen moves to third. It's 6-4, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch runs for J.C. Martin. John Romano pinch hits for Al Weiss. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. John Romano now catching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Lines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lines is 0-1 in the game. Lines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. Kenworthy moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Greg Bolo now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scourin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Valentine. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson pinch runs for Bill Scourin. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Ron Klein now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bolo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Greg Bolo. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.